This is Debbie Elliott. Senator Barack Obama spent Monday in the key swing state of Michigan. It's also the state with the nation's highest jobless rate. In Flint, a town with double-digit unemployment, displaced auto worker Jonathan Turbush led off a discussion on the economy.
I worked at American Axle and Manufacturing for 12 years, and I lost my job due to the poor economy. Now I found myself back in college.
Obama stood in front of GMC hybrid SUVs as he spoke to workers and students at the Mott Community College. He said Republican John McCain is out of touch with what average Americans are going through.
You don't have to tell the people of Flint or the people of Michigan that our economy is not in good shape. But you do need to tell John McCain. Because just a few weeks ago, John McCain said that the economy was fundamentally sound.
Obama outlined his plan to cut taxes for the middle class, provide college tuition breaks for community service, and invest in the nation's infrastructure. The message hit home with Mike Fikes.
Quite frankly, if you actually work for a living, I don't see how you could support anybody but Barack Obama.
Fikes is with the Michigan Construction Laborers Union. He says something has to change here.
I mean, there has been a steady loss of jobs in Michigan, good paying jobs that provide some form of health care and provide some decent ability to retire with some dignity.
Later at a town hall meeting in Farmington Hills, a Detroit suburb, Obama challenged the McCain campaign's latest TV ad, which casts McCain and running mate Sarah Palin as agents of change. Obama said his opponents are trying to repackage old ideas.
What were the Republicans hollering, drill, baby, drill? What kind of slogan is that?
Obama was critical of Republicans for not doing more to help the beleaguered U.S. auto industry.
What we have to do is invest in retooling the auto industry to make our cars more efficient and make sure they're made not in Japan, not in South Korea, but right here in Michigan and right here in the United States of America. That's change.
Today, Senator Obama will make what the campaign calls a major policy speech on education reform at a school in Ohio. Later, he'll host a town hall meeting in Virginia, both key states in November. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Dayton, Ohio.